Anyway, I want to call your attention to now an article. Comes from One News Now, which is part of the American Family Association. It's their news arm. A U.S. senator credited with stopping U.N. treaty that could harm homeschoolers. The treaties entered into by the executive branch, mainly the president or his agents, have to eventually be ratified by the Senate. The purpose of me bringing this up is really to point out to you that leftist ideas, humanist ideas, are perpetuated in the civil government school system. And that's probably where your child is educated. So here's the bottom line. I mean this in an encouraging way. There's nothing wrong with spending a little bit of time on calling your senator to thank him or her, or to chastise him or her for being unbiblical and for voting against Scripture. But what I want to point out to you is that, remember, as best you can, and I know it's hard, we're supposed to be on offense, not defense. And so I will almost categorize having to call your senator as being on defense. Understand that the position that we want to be in long term in being on offense means removing our children from the civil government school system so that the system collapses and eventually disappears. And then UN treaties like this will never be entered into because we will have Christians in the civil government positions. You see, that's the preferred position. And I'm not chastising you. I mean, I have to, in the short term, just like you, deal with people in the civil government school, or, pardon me, in the civil government, because that's just the temporary reality that we have to deal with. But understand that long term, what we want to do is remove our children from the civil government school system, have the system collapse, replace that over time with private education, and hopefully most of those private education schools will be Christian, teaching the Christian worldview. Over time, Christians will fill positions within the civil government, and then treaties like this will never go before the Senate.
Kevin R. Novak promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.